good to be back. This is the 20th day of November 2016. I'm your host, as always, Doug Owen. You can follow me on Twitter, BLN Radio is the handle. Of course, the mothership, blacklistedradio.com, is where we have an interactive chat room that you can use during the duration of the live show that we do right now, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday evenings. We curate news at blacklistednews.com. I'm the senior editor there. And tonight we have a guest. We diverge away from the monologue that we usually do here on the show. I think this is probably our second guest of 2016. And I was getting to the point where I was going to have to change the bio and the description of the show because we just don't do a lot of interviews, primarily because there's just not a lot of people that I want to interview. I don't want to sound douchey or condescending, but there's just not a lot of people that I find to be that interesting that we should bring them on the show. Most people have a lot of conduits and outlets for content. There are just a bevy of different independent media, radio stations, and the like. So there's no shortage of content that you can find out on the internet. Although there are plans to make it harder for you to find great content. So tonight I am pleased to be joined by our guest, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. Jay, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be here. I didn't realize that I was such an elite choice here. You don't do many interviews.
Well, you are. And it's because I've been following your content for probably about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I find, you know, I don't find a lot of time for myself to review a lot of movies and film. And so I love what you do because I get such, well, number one, it gives me a reason to watch movies again and to actually, you know, look at some of the symbology, the occult rituals that play out in Hollywood movies. So tonight we're going to talk about your book, but tell me how you got involved in some of the different things that you've been studying, esoteric Hollywood, sex, cults, symbols, film, and, you know, what's your motivation behind that?
Well, like you, I guess about 8 or 9 years ago, I got into activism, but I was kind of tired of the content that was out there. It was like there was a lot of libertarian sites, there was a lot of, you know, Alex Jones style sites, and I just kind of got tired of that same old monotony. And I got the idea from a couple blogs I had seen that were kind of doing movie reviews and pointing out symbolism and how it might relate to things like 9/11 or something like that. And I thought, why not have a site that just does that? So I was actually doing it before there was a Vigilant Citizen or any of those kind of sites. And around the same time, I was doing my undergraduate work, and I took a lot of film classes, and I took philosophy classes, history classes, and I thought, you know, actually, there's a lot you could mine in movies and really pull out a lot of these meanings, the hidden depths that are there, because a lot of thought goes into film, a lot more than you might think, and particularly in relationship to, you know, the government's connection to Hollywood, or the deep state, or the CIA, or different intelligence agencies, and how they can actually use film or, you know, big blockbusters or anything in that regard for social engineering. Sure. And I think that's what happens a lot. And so that's a big part of what I wrote about in the book. It's not just that, but it's a little bit of geopolitics, a little bit of philosophy, a little bit of religion. It's a little bit of, you know, social engineering and psychological warfare. And so the reason I got into it is because that's actually kind of what I was studying in my undergrad.
Right, right. Yeah, there's definitely, I think one of the things that, you know, we both have in common is that we got into being politically aware through activism, and because there was definitely a void, you know, 8-10 years ago, there wasn't a lot of content on the internet, and now there's lots of it. And of course, you mentioned Vigilant Citizen. There's lots of, you know, websites out there that curate news, and you know, I think that's a great thing that there's more people out there that are more aware of it than, you know, just seeing the driving interest in it. So I mean, you've been pretty prolific. Of course, your book, Esoteric Hollywood, Sex, Cults, and Symbols in Film, I read through the first chapter that you sent me. Pretty riveting work. I have to say that I thought your analysis of Kubrick is pretty interesting. I mean, he's definitely somebody that's gotten a lot of tension in the alternative media. Some of his films are, quintessential if you're looking for esoterica, if you're looking for, deep symbology. And, just talk a little bit about your thoughts on Kubrick.
Right. Well, I put Eyes Wide Shut as the first full film analysis, and I think there's about the first 70 or 80 pages deal with Kubrick. So the book's 363 pages and about 404 footnotes. So it's a lot of research, but Kubrick went, he got pride of place because the films are so packed with meaning and relevance, and particularly Eyes Wide Shut. I think you could probably call that the ultimate conspiracy film, just
right,
to put it simply, because you've got this elite clique that is using sex magic. And, we've seen so many stories come out of Hollywood that I think reveal the reality to sex magic in Hollywood, and people being into bizarre cults and, everything from Scientology to, Kabbalah. That's all, a big sure. part of Hollywood. And I think that what Kubrick was trying to say with Eyes Wide Shut is that, the viewing audience, us out here in the profane world, we don't see how the world's really run. And the world is really run by the kind of people that Bill Harford, that is Tom Cruise's character, runs into in this movie. These kind of billionaire classes, George Soros types that, can seemingly manipulate entire events and sort of cold just create them, out of thin air. And that's the take that I have with the film, is that Bill is kind of being led down this path into a kind of initiatory journey, but also ultimately it's about revealing to him that, even as a kind of upper middle class nouveau riche doctor in New York, he doesn't really run things. It's the billionaire class, it's the the George Soros types, the Bill Gates types, that I think have the most power and control, and I think Kubrick was telling us that. So, the book that I wrote is not just a conspiracy book, it's also kind of literary analysis, it's also philosophy, and it also gets into, as you mentioned, those kind of occult side of things, because I think in the film, what we're being shown is pretty obviously sex magic.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I was pretty unilluminated the first time that I saw the film.
Me
and
too.
I knew that there was something really sinister and wicked that was happening there. It's definitely worth watching. One of the things I think that you mentioned in the book is that they're actually at a Rothschild mansion. Is that correct?
Yeah, if I recall, I'm trying to remember this. I get some of the settings of some of the films mixed up because I believe that is correct. And then Roman Polanski's Ninth Gate actually used a different French elite estate for the satanic ritual in his film. So this right. is kind of weird. It's kind of commonplace, because we also saw this same Rothschild mansion from Eyes Wide Shut is used in, if I recall, it's the one that's used in as Wayne Manor in Batman, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
Really? Wow.
I know for a fact that's the one in Batman, but I'm trying to remember off the top of my head about Eyes Wide Shut. I'm not trying to be fuzzy here, but I actually wrote that Eyes Wide Shut analysis about 5 years ago. But
right. But, well, I mean, the footnotes are extensive. I mean, I even see references to Kurt Nimmo, one of the writers at BlacklistNews.com. There's just a ton of great references in here. And like you said, it goes from geopolitics to satanic worship, Marxist culture, all sorts
Marxist
of stuff.
School, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, this band that I'm really into called Black Dahlia Murder, it
yes.
brings a lot of interest to me personally, just because I didn't know anything about it. And then I researched the name and I found, some mm-hmm. of the David Lynch's Lost Highway, Watch that. Yeah. David Lynch is another one. He's right there alongside Kubrick that, mm-hmm. that I think that, you know, if you wanted to see really meta symbology mm-hmm. in a lot of occult references and just an interesting kind of voyeuristic look, you know, kind of like Eyes Wide Shut.
Exactly.
This guy that's peeking in on these elites.
Yes, voyeurism is... that was kind of a fascination for Hitchcock as well, and I've got a chapter on Hitchcock where Vertigo seems to have that theme. So I think Hitchcock kind of anticipated the rise of the camera in everyday life, and that's what we've actually seen, you know, nowadays. Everybody has an iPhone with a camera.
Sure.
There's a good side to that, and there's also a bad side to that. And I think that voyeuristic element was anticipated by the spy culture, which is a big part of you know, the Cold War period, and that's why there's a whole section devoted to Ian Fleming and 007 and all that. But yeah, I did continue the Kubrick section with 2001 and The Shining, and I think that while those might be kind of cookie cutter, you know, classics or overdone, maybe. I thought they were necessary just because they're, you know, such important films. And I have a different take than somebody like Jay Wiedner, who I do like. I do appreciate his work. And actually, he and I will be doing a full series of TV installments called Esoteric Hollywood probably in the next year. We're planning on that. And so I do like his work, but I do differ with him on interpreting The Shining. I'm not convinced that it was about the moon landing per se. There could be references to that, but I take it more as just kind of an occult ghost story and a kind of a critique of the American elite. I see 2001 as a kind of alchemical journey
sure.
Of man, the ascent of man. But that kind of comprises, you know, the first 100 pages or so, 90 pages, you know, the Kubrick section. And then I get into somebody who I think is kind of obvious as a filmmaker, but I think he's overlooked for his importance in promoting the idea of aliens. Now, I don't actually personally believe in aliens, but I believe that Hollywood believes in aliens in the sense that they're very interested in promoting that ideology. And so I actually go into the history of H.G. Wells and science fiction and how propaganda scientism nowadays is actually very closely allied to science fiction.
Sure.
They're kind of one and the same, and they function as propaganda. And H.G. Wells is kind of the father of all this. And of course, Wells was a Fabian socialist and a Freemason. And so he had an agenda, a very explicitly communistic agenda. So I go into that and how, from the communistic standpoint, the idea of manipulating the population through engineered ideologies, I would say, like aliens, actually ties into a lot of the real conspiracy in relationship to things like eugenics and population control. And so I go into the Manhattan Project and Jonas Salk and inoculations and all that, and how that ties into Malthusianism. And
sure,
that's kind of the next section of sort of the gray area between science fiction and science reality.
Yeah, I mean, aliens are the best excuse to have really, you know, this one world issue. Ronald Reagan even spoke about it.
You know, yes.
it's a great way to get, I mean, the ultimate false flag. People, you know, I know that, you know, a lot has been talked about Project Blue Beam, whether or not it came to fruition or what stages, but famous Nazi that came over during Operation Paperclip, his name escapes me right now, but anyway, you know, he talked about that, how you could have this unifying
right.
force, and you know, just the idea that there are aliens or a possible alien invasion. Probably, you know, it definitely has to be funding a lot of these you know, deep space, dark space projects that I have to believe that that do exist today. But, you know, that's just my thought on it. You know, when it comes to social engineering, you know, I've got to get your take. I've seen some of your videos and commentary recently on the huge monumentous shift in U.S. policy. And when we talk about geopolitics, I mean, the Trump train, the psychological and emotional reaction that we have seen, and primarily because so much of the Hillary Clinton campaign was being driven by Hollywood, by Hollywood elites, yes, by the media, and then this rejection of that. I mean, I imagine you have to have some interesting thoughts on what we've seen over the last, you know, week or so.
Yeah, I did do some reports, some videos that dealt with WikiLeaks and the whole campaign, and I did some different radio interviews that centered on that, and I thought that I was skeptical of Trump, but certainly you couldn't get any worse than Hillary, especially for foreign policy. I felt like Hillary was a war hawk, and you know, I don't think that the operations that the U.S. has been undertaking in other countries are justified. So I don't think that the situation in Syria is accurate in Western media. I think that you really have to go to sites that I write for, like 21st Century Wire, or...
Oh, that's a fake news site. I saw that on the yeah, list of bad sites that I'm not supposed to go to, Jay
Melissa,
Dyer.
Melissa Zardoz, as I called her, if you've seen the movie Zardoz, her name's something like Zimdars or something like that, but she reminds me of the movie Zardoz, which there's a chapter in my book on that goofy movie with Sean Connery in his underwear running around.
Right.
Melissa Zardoz is now one of the goddesses on Mount Olympus, and she's now decided what is real and what is fake.
Ministry of Truth.
She is the Ministry of Truth, and she's an expert because she specialized in fat studies.
Right.
So a person who has no education other than expertise in fat studies, whatever that is, the media's portrayal of obesity in
right,
women, she's going to be the arbiter. And by the way, the funny part of that is that 21st Century Wire was actually listed for a long time on another site back before Mrs. Zardoz. I forget the name of the site, but it was basically some other leftist progressives collection. And so it looks to me like Melissa just kind of lazily Googled fake news sites and copied and pasted a big portion of her list from some other guy's list. So she actually didn't do much homework at all. She just kind of copied and pasted, in my view. But yeah, so that's a big
but she's part of getting this credit now, and she's she is the person that people go to for fake news. So yeah,
because it went viral, right? So she hooked up with whoever published it at Jessica Roy from the LA Times, and now that went viral, and supposedly Google and Facebook are going to collate, and we're going to work maybe from this list. And then once she got called out, actually we contacted her. One of our editors and producer contacted her, and she removed it.
Wow.
So, Patrick actually wanted to respond in an op-ed in LA Times, and they told him no, he would not be allowed to. So it's just beyond ridiculous, actually. Like you said, Ministry of Truth is very Orwellian, absolutely. And
that's one of the things, the fallout from Hillary. I mean, there's just this inability for the media, and of course all the people that were wrong. You know, when you talk about supercomputers, forecasting, I mean, just all of the people, Nate Silver, all of these people that were absolutely dead wrong about Hillary Clinton winning are trying to figure it out. And of course, I mean, this has been a huge rejection. And you know, of course, what Donald Trump will be. I mean, I'm pretty unenthusiastic looking at some of the people that he's naming to head the CIA and other important staffing positions. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with our guest, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. On the other side, stay tuned. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I say, hey, hey, living like we're eradicated. Say, hey, hey, living like we're eradicated.
All right, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Jay Dyer joins us here tonight. If you'd like to be part of it, you can text me, 512-222-3067. We'll take your questions there, or you can leave me voicemails. And before the break, we were talking about the emotional reaction. You just see so many people that were that emotionally involved in this election, and what a almost religious experience it is for the people that follow. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, you notice this when you see NFL, you know, games. You see people in the stands crying for their team. They're like, distraught. It's just this emotional attachment to this position, as we were talking during the break there, that is what we've come to. Well, it's basically the salesman of the United States going around giving U.S. jobs and money away. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, yeah, I was just going to agree that, you know, Trump's perfect for it because politics is theater. Politics is Hollywood. But with, as many people have said, you know, uglier people. It's Hollywood for ugly people, right?
Right.
And the statecraft, the trade and art of statecraft is very close to stagecraft.
Sure.
And that's a big part of my book. And that's why the Pentagon has had such a close relationship to Hollywood for so long. That's why there's, you know, a liaison office between the Army and the CIA and so forth, you know, with Hollywood. But I argue, you know, in my book, that actually goes a lot deeper than that. It's not just some liaison office. It's actually a long time, deep, you know, been in bed together relationship between where you've had many actors who've been actual spies who work for the CIA or for the FBI. You can look at people like
George Clooney,
Jimmy Stewart. I think George Clooney is a perfect example of somebody who's obviously, in some capacity, probably maybe even above CIA, in that he's, you know, pretty much CFR along with Angelina Jolie. You know, they're working directly with the UN.
Oh, they're handled, but they are. Yeah, I mean, they easily get you into countries that you couldn't get there otherwise. I mean, you know, if you're riding on the coattails of George Clooney, he can go anywhere. Okay, they would welcome him in Aleppo right now. He could drop on the ground, and it would be huge. So, yeah, I mean, that's why. Then there's this long history. I mean, it's between the CIA and Hollywood. It goes back to
and the FBI in Hollywood as well. You can look at Jimmy Stewart actually starred in an entirely FBI created movie called The FBI Story.
Right.
And J. Edgar Hoover gives like the intro to that. But so this has been going on for a long time, and it was really ramped up during the Cold War. So I deal with a lot of that in the book as well, with the so-called Hollywood 10 and this whole idea of, oh, all these commies in Hollywood are going to completely alter the landscape of America, which I think was hyped up. It was overhyped, and it really contributed to the Cold War dialectic of East versus West. And meanwhile, in the background, it was the banking elite who had set up, you know, Eastern communism, especially with Mao, Bill Donovan, training Mao's guerrillas, who is, you know, pretty much the founder of the OSS in America.
Right.
And the OSS was, of course, set up by none other than Ian Fleming and his coterie. So the real spy master behind James Bond is who went and met with Bill Donovan on behalf of the London banking elite on setting up America's spy establishment.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and when you look at the deep ties between intelligence agencies and a lot of these secret societies that are used to initiate and to basically select people that are, you know, political leaders and, you know, what people call the financial and political elite. There's plenty of examples. Skull and Bones is probably one of the most, you know, well-known anyway, groups that you know, is embedded also in the educational system.
Yeah, Skull and Bones is, of course, directly connected to the CIA, right? I mean, this is total CIA spookland,
right?
Yale University. And that's, of course, that Eastern establishment is where a lot of the people would be recruited into the CIA. And the best way to understand the CIA is really just the kind of the worker bees of the bankers in Wall Street. That's really all it is. It's not so much the James Bond type thing, although some of the stories are true. But yeah. Is that a break?
That is a break. Quick one. We'll be back on the other side with our guest, Jay Dyer, right here on Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best really? Thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Radio with Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. You can check out all of his great work. We were talking about his book, Esoteric Hollywood, Sex, Cults, and Symbols in Film. And you definitely need to go to the website. We'll have the links at blacklistedradio.com with the full produced podcast links there. So you can check out the book, check out other things that Jay is doing, like interviewing great people like William Engdahl, talking geopolitics and talking about his new book. We might as well plug that as well, because I'm a big fan of his. And I had it here. I had his book here. Let's see where to go. You just recently interviewed him. Yeah. I think he was actually the first guy that got me to Google the word hegemon, because every one of his books has hegemon in it. Hegemony. I'm like, yes, Bill Engdahl. So
you thought it was a Pokemon,
right? Yeah, I was trying to catch it with my phone running around mindlessly, and then all of a sudden I went to Google and it made me just a little bit smarter. Yeah, but he's been talking about full spectrum dominance and you know, the Anglo faction of the New World Order, call it what you will. This is, you know, the East versus West kind of you know, continuation that we see today, kind of playing out in the Middle East. And so I'm interested. You put out half of the podcast, which I listened to, and so the other half people have to subscribe to the your website and become a member to get that. How is that working for you?
Very well, actually. That's kind of how I make a living now.
Really? Wow.
So, yeah, I quit my wage slave day job last year, and I've been doing this full time for the last year or so. It's taken about a year to get, I was living on savings for a while, but it's taken about a year to get to the point where it's pretty much self-sustaining. So, of course, the book being out now is helping with that, and of course grows the audience. But yeah, I wouldn't change my job now for the world. There's nothing better than being your own boss.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, when it comes to alternative media, we were talking during the break with Ken there, and, you know, RBN's probably one of the few, very few actual brick-and-mortar radio stations that has content like this that you can find out there that's been broadcasting for, you know, 16, 17 years now. And I know that you published through Trying Day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Trying Day is
yes,
awesome.
I have to give credit to first to Patrick Henningsen for recruiting me to write for 21st Century Wire about March of 2014 or 15. I forget when, but then I got to talking to Sean Stone, and Sean is who more or less got me the book deal through having me on Buzzsaw, and then somebody from Trying Day saw that interview and said, "Hey, do you have a book?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I've got a whole bunch of film analyses. It's, you know, it's kind of what my site's known for." So through a roundabout way, you know, a lot of events kind of came together, and Chris from Trying Day, you know, reached out and said, "Let's do a book." And finally, it's out. It took a long time. It was a lot of damn work. I'll say that much.
Yeah, Chris Milligan's a great guy. We've had him on the show before, and I haven't talked to him in a while, but, you know, he's definitely bold. He's had to go through a lot. They've gone through a lot. They were sued, I think, in 2006 for defamation. Mm-hmm. They actually won that lawsuit. And so that they've gone through quite a bit, and they're just one of the few people, like Ed Haslam's was it Mary's Monkey? We had
Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yeah, Dr. Mary's Monkey is a crazy story. And if you really want to understand, you know, all of the intricacies of the Oswald Kennedy assassination connection, it's something else. So that's really cool. That's, you know, it's definitely, I would imagine, kind of hard to find a publisher that's willing to allow you to say so many things ill of the Hollywood elite.
Well, it's but as you can see, you know, my book's not really a hit piece. It's not a scandal book. It's not like you know, who's sleeping with who in Hollywood type garbage. It's more of a, you know, just straight up social engineering and film criticism book. It's like I said, it's Roger Ebert on acid is the best way to put it.
Wow.
I mean, if you read Roger Ebert, you're going to get this kind of like, you know, whether the movie's good or bad, and maybe a little bit of literary analysis, because he did, I think, a literary degree. But my book is more of a, it's just him on acid, right? It's like, what if what if Roger Ebert were like having a really bad trip and he was watching all these movies and he's like, holy crap, this is...
He opens his third eye, can see what's happening for real.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yeah. When Harry Met Sally, what that really means. Yeah, seeing through all of that.
What is it really? Yeah, people keep making the joke, when are you going to do esoteric Bollywood? Right.
That would be interesting.
I'm not. Yeah. No, that's a joke. I'm not doing that. But
no, that's
anyway.
No, and because, you know, I've been doing this for so long, and you know, I've found it very, very hard for people to put all of their time and effort into producing, you know, these kind of, you know, valuable resources, and so people that do it successfully, you know, I'm in awe of, and so that's great, because, you know, that's one of the things people ask you about radio, and you're like, you know, you're not going to get rich unless you're on a team. Or you even if you're a big L libertarian, you can, you know, or an anarchist, you can find a show. But if you're somewhere like myself where, you know, I have a lot of different, you know, political ideologies and philosophies and, you know, rooted in the Constitution, there's definitely a glass ceiling in the radio market. But one of the things you're doing, I mean, you're so prolific, much more than I am. So that's why I definitely wanted to have you on the show. So we could talk about some of the things like spirit cooking. You know, I don't think a lot of people knew what spirit cooking was. I don't know, maybe 4 months ago, a month ago. And because of WikiLeaks, something that you've talked a lot about, we have this John Podesta email about his brother going to this dinner performance with artist Marina Abramović. And I've seen some of her pictures, some of the artwork that she does with naked teenage girls. Pretty creepy stuff. Pretty wild things. And so I think a lot of people are quick to dismiss, oh, they're talking about the occult and the Illuminati and all of this silliness and, you know, skull and bones. But when you look at, you know, just this one little insight into the kind of day-to-day lives, the people that your political leaders hang out with. I mean, John Podesta, of course, running the Hillary Clinton campaign, not too well, though, but you know, what was your take? I mean, from some of this stuff that we heard about Pizzagate, spirit cooking. I mean, did it shock you at all?
No, not at all. Because, for example, in my book, I deal with the Frankfurt School, which was the branch of Marxist critical theory that was very heavily into promoting these kinds of, quote, art. So modern art and modernist and postmodernist art all kind of comes out of this establishment promoted anti-establishmentism, or anti-establishmentarianism, I guess you could say.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. And you can find even mainstream articles that will talk about why the CIA was interested in promoting degenerate and destructive, ugly art. And it was because of large-scale social engineering. They wanted to reformulate man's idea of man himself, and one of the best ways to do that is through artwork. And so it even ties into architecture. You can look at Bauhaus architecture, which is communist Marxist architecture. It's very sterile, very cold, angular, and ugly concrete blocks. And so there's a natural similarity or affinity between that and more the regular arts, I guess you could say. So there's literary versions of this with deconstructionism and Jacques Derrida, and there's also artistic versions of this with people like Andy Warhol or Jackson Pollock, and believe it or not, those guys were actually teamed up with the CIA.
Sure.
Now, whether how far they knew they were working with or for the CIA is, of course, probably debatable or questionable.
They got some funding. The CIA probably looked at it. I mean,
you have the funding coming from, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation was working with the Frankfurt School, and the OSS is who brought the Frankfurt School over to the U.S., and that's been reported even in, like, Foreign Policy magazine. So this isn't conspiracy theory. This is just actual history, and it's all under the guise of, oh, we're going to fight the Nazis. How are we going to fight the Nazis? Oh, with a bunch of ugly Marxist gobbledygook everywhere. That's how we're going to beat the Nazis, through the culture wars, right?
Right.
Which is preposterous, because it was the same establishment, you know, who had funded Hitler. So you mentioned Tragedy and Hope. Well, that's what Quigley talks about. Quigley talks about, you know, all this stuff kind of being promoted in the background by the billionaire banking establishment. And particularly in the U.S., it was the leftist, progressive, socialist, communist movements that were run and promoted by the big foundations.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And by extension, that includes the arts. So, long story short, that was a long answer to your question about Maria. Abramović is really just another one of these types of characters who probably doesn't even know. I think she, you know, she's some sort of Soviet expatriate from Yugoslavia. Who knows how much she actually knows? But she's wining and dining with Lady Gaga and these kinds of people. So, you know, she could be some
influential operative. Yeah, I mean, they dig her, obviously. They like the artwork.
I think that she's a witch. I think she takes her witchcraft seriously. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that kind of blows your mind. But yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to this idea that you draw power from symbolism, from sex, blood, magic, all the rest of it is very real and has been well documented. And I think that's one of the things that you're doing in this book. I mean, with all the footnotes, is you're going through and breaking down these people. But yeah, Carol Quigley is one of these just kind of enigmatic people, because when you read his work, I mean, it's so fantastically on point. It's really this view into, you know, past bipartisan politics, understanding deep state politics. And so, you know, I he's one of these characters that I don't know how I feel about him, you know, as far as whether or not he was a good guy or a bad guy. I feel like he was a somewhat, you know, a good but still very, very bad person at the end of the day. But his work is just, I mean, it's phenomenal. And I mean, that's why, you know, he was a mentor to Bill Clinton, and why he was held in such high regard by all of these, you know, foundations, institutions, think tanks. I mean, he's definitely, you know, he was so influential.
Yeah. Well, I just finished up an 8-part lecture series on the entirety of the book, so if anybody's interested, they can go to Jay's Analysis and get that full lecture series if you subscribe to my site. But I don't know that anybody's done the entire book yet, so I'm kind of proud of that. I have to brag a little bit, but Tragedy and Hope is an apologetic, and so in my opinion, I don't think he was a good guy. I think he was a real believer in the progressivism of the Democratic West, quote unquote, as he saw it and as he believed in it. And he really believed that the CFR was going to extend this perspective, this worldview, this ideology to the rest of the globe, and that it was going to, you know, it was going to work. And so the tragedy that he talks about is the, you know, the two world wars of the 20th century, and the hope is liberal democracy spreading to the rest of the globe. But as you mentioned with Engdahl in his 2008 book, Full Spectrum Dominance, he pointed out back then that, you know, the illusion of democracy being what we're spreading is beginning to crumble, right? Because we're not spreading democracy to Iraq. We're not spreading democracy to the Ukraine or to Syria. No. This is a cloak, quote, democracy, for NGOs, for think tanks, for foundations, for intelligence agencies, for special forces, for Western-controlled operations like ISIS and al-Qaeda to wreck these countries and to reorganize them according to a technocratic model.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with humanitarianism. And now that people are starting to see that, now that we're looking at, you know, that globalism is not the utopia that it was promised, we have to look back to Quigley and say, bro, you got it all wrong. You were way off.
Yeah, well,
no, you were right.
Neoliberalism failed, I think, because of the profit. When you look at what Carol Quigley, you know, it's like the blueprint. You know, it's the Constitution. It's a blueprint.
Yeah.
You know, you can do a lot of bad things with it. And so that's why I guess I think that he believed it, and he thought that, you know, if good people prevailed, good companies, that would, you know, then it would be better. And of course, you know, the part of the full spectrum dominance is the encirclement and the isolation of Russia, and trying to bring those those countries through the World Trade Organization into this system where, in their minds, you know, you wouldn't have world wars because you had too much economic interest vested in Russia in Europe in the United States, and that would bring some kind of parity between superpowers. Nice idea, really nice idea, but people like Hillary Clinton and the neoconservatives and others in power have squandered that notion. And so the fruit of that ideology of neoliberalism is what we have to judge it on, you know, and that's where the academics fall off, and a lot of those people, it's like, Well, you know, it was a good plan. It's like, yeah, I guess it was a good plan. But the people that carried out, not so good, not so much. And people that are blinded by a certain agenda, no matter what it is, a political philosophy, sometimes don't realize even or they don't care about how you get to the result as long as you get there. And that has been one of the biggest faux pas. Okay, we can just overthrow Libya. It won't be a big problem. Muammar Gaddafi yep. out. It's going to be great. And, I mean, they were bringing Cinnabon and Burger Kings to Libya. Not so yep. much right now. ISIS stronghold. All right, guys, quick break. Final segment with our guest, Jay Dyer, on the other side. We'll talk more about his work and where you can find it right here on Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here with our guest, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. All the links will be there for you at blacklistedradio.com. You know, you don't hold anything back. You know, I was reading the book, and one of the quotes that hit me: Hollywood is no different, functioning as the propaganda arm of the Antichrist media establishment, intent on re-engineering society into its alchemical opposite. unleashing the destructive forces of cultural Marxism and death. This is why stories and narratives continue to emerge in Hollywood scandals, sex, murder, rituals, cult crime, with no puzzle pieces ever being put together. So, you know, that I like that, because, you know, you don't kind of lead you into this story like, I don't know his perspective, or, you know, or you don't understand where the writer's coming from. I mean, you're like, boom, right in your face. We're going to talk about this, and prepare for it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I deal with a whole bevy of topics, you know, everything from philosophy, as I said, to the esoteric, to conspiracies, the MK Ultra, CIA, espionage, James Bond, all of that is in the book, as well as quite a bit of film history and, you know, all the way back to Hitchcock, stuff like that, German Expressionism. There's chapters on all that. So I think that if you're a film buff, or if you, you know, want to wake up your friends and family who may not be interested in the topics that you're interested in, through some, you know, like, you can hand them a political book, they're not going to read it. But maybe if you give them some crazy, fringy movie book, like, what? A right. Chapter on E.T.? What the heck? How does E.T. relate to conspiracies? That's crazy.
Phone home. Yeah, well, you know, and my wife's a perfect example. I mean, she's always talking about, you know, obviously Britney Spears is a Manchurian candidate, mind slave, Disney is engineering these kid prodigies. And she's always, I mean, you know, bringing me that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I love it. I love it. So I know exactly where you're coming from, because it is receptive to a lot of people that when I talk about politics or geopolitics or what's happening in the Ukraine today, or, you know, what you know, their eyes roll back in their head.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of different paths. I hate to use the term, the proverbial rabbit hole, but there's a lot of different angles to looking at it. And I think it's really important messaging. And I think a lot of people have, at least through this last election, have seen through the media lens and have seen past it, and that are, you know, starting to really question, you know, the messaging that we're getting from the government through the media. And so I think that a lot more people will be receptive to your work, Jay.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully we can change things for the better and not be so disgusting in this country. I think we can be a lot better.
Yeah, and understanding how the world works makes you a lot happier. I see so many of these crying people that don't understand what's happening, because they are literally engaging in cognitive dissonance. They think that Hillary's progressive, but they know that she takes money from Saudi Arabia. So it really, you know, the work that you're doing is helping mind melt the masses. Guys, that's our time. Jay Dyer has been our guest. Check out his website, jaysanalysis.com. Go there, subscribe to his podcast, and support interesting, true, free, independent media. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.